Yeah, welcome back to Money News right around the country. I want to take you to the Reserve Bank decision today on interest rates. They kept rates on hold, 1.75%, and that was expected. The question is, what happens next? Now, you can almost tell by looking at the Australian dollar this evening, 74.42 US cents, which is partly American-driven, because it looks like the US Federal Reserve might delay raising interest rates. Previously, it was expected to be happening literally within the next month. And then the second part about this might be stronger economic growth numbers here, perhaps the fact that fuel prices appear likely to rise as a result of higher oil prices and a lower Australian dollar. It may delay the Reserve Bank cutting interest rates here. But one man who believes that the interest rates will inevitably be cut here in Australia, Shane Oliver, the Chief Economist at AMP Capital. Many thanks for your time, Shane.
No worries. G'day. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Just one issue here. Can you just explain the Reserve Bank here? I mean, it was broadly expected, but do you think there's still hints within this that there are further rate cuts ahead?
I think there are. The Aussie dollar certainly went up today, and we've seen this happen a few times over the last few years where the market sort of reads into a statement that maybe the Reserve Bank has finished easing, and then, of course, they ease again. Mind you, the Reserve Bank did actually express ongoing concerns about an appreciating Australian dollar, so that's a fact that they would see as a negative for the economy. They also made reference to so-called event risk, which I guess is reference to the upcoming so-called Brexit vote in the UK. They're also seeing an ongoing very low outlook for inflation. So all of those things, to me, suggest that there's still a good chance the Reserve Bank will cut again, and indeed we think they will. There was very little chance they'd cut at this meeting because they only cut a month ago.
It's true, and they would like to see the next round of inflation numbers that come out, and they come out just before. In fact, I think it's when's the next inflation numbers out? Is it August sometime? I think it might be.
The next inflation figures come out. I think it's the last Wednesday in July.
Yes.
So that would be just ahead of the
August meeting. That's the one, isn't it?
Which, of course, is the first Tuesday in August. So that's when I'll look at it again. And for some time, my view would be that if they work at a cut again, it would be in August. Because that's also when they review their economic forecast. So that's the timing for me. But I think they think, well, we just cut last month, so let's just wait and see what happens. But you're right in your reference to the Fed. I mean, that's going to make life tough for the Reserve Bank. If the Fed continues to delay raising interest rates, that puts more upward pressure on the value of the Aussie dollar, which in turn makes it harder for the Australian economy in trying to adjust after the end of the mining boom.
But it's a weird thing because Australia's economy appears to be adjusting. I mean, economic growth rates that in the past two quarters have been annualised at 3% and 3.1% means the economy seems to be tracking on a reasonable sound footing.
That's right, and that's why I guess there's lots of different lots of different views on this one. You can take your lead from the economy. The real growth in the economy has actually been quite good, 3% over the last year or 3.1% over the last year, which is actually an advanced country beta. We've done better than Japan, better than Europe, better than the US, better than the UK. So we're doing pretty well on that front. The downside, though, and this is the argument for easing, is that inflation is running low. Profit growth levels are very low in the economy. Wages growth is extremely low. And all those things suggest there's more downside risk to the Reserve Bank actually meeting its inflation target over time.
And so, Shane, given the fact that you've seen the economic data over the past couple of weeks and also the statement from the Reserve Bank today, have you changed your forecasts on rates this year?
No, I haven't changed forecasts. We were looking for one cut in August, another one in November, and with no expectation for a move today. And that remains the case. We think that the inflation story remains very weak. I know this is contrary to everything I grew up in the 1970s and 80s when inflation risks were always on the upside. Now they're on the downside. Given that inflation outlook, I think the Reserve Bank will ultimately cut again.
Shane Oliver, the Chief Economist at AMP Capital. Always good to have him on the program. And Shane, I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ross.